So it's been an interesting year, a lot of big stories, and one of them most certainly we continue to talk about, of course, the college admissions scandal. So we want to talk a little bit about what colleges have been doing, what's been the impact, especially when it comes to admissions post that scandal. Whitney Sewell is Bowdoin College Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid on the phone from Brunswick, Maine. Also with us, Bloomberg News Endowments reporter Janet Lauren. She wrote about this a little bit earlier this year. So let's get into it. So Whitney, I got to tell you, I've got a junior in high school. Jason's got a junior in high school. And we've had a lot of conversations about this college admissions scandal, what the impact it will be on the admissions process. What is the impact? What are you guys doing differently?
Well, you're not the first people to be thinking about what the impact of the Varsity Blues scandal might be on college admission and what it means for everybody. So it's a good question. And how we're thinking about it in admission is that the what that particular scandal revealed is a particular way of cheating, which I think we all know can happen when things are competitive and feel high stakes. But I think for us, what was really difficult about that is that it really undermined the trust that the public have in how higher ed and admission practices work. And it's really a process that is built on trust and is upheld with a lot of integrity. And so speaking for Bowdoin, one of the things that we decided to do was to make a statement on our application page, but also an affirmation page that our students sign when they apply, acknowledging how important honesty is in the application. It's what we expect of our students when they're here. It's how we expect them to present themselves, and that we're really standing with the students who are describing themselves and what they do exactly as they are, and that's what we're prioritizing.
And so, Whitney, we are at that nerve-wracking time where Carol and I will be this time next year, waiting for letters, hearing from, you know, students and peers about who got in where and who got waitlisted and all those things. Has the tone or the substance, I guess, of the conversations changed at all this year, given that this is so close in our rearview mirror?
Is your question around whether the tone of the conversations has changed for families or for those who work in admissions?
Well, let's start with you, with those who work in admissions. Like, what is it like this go-round? Is it at all different given this scandal?
I think that the way that we're doing our work isn't really different, but I think we're realizing how important it is to emphasize that we do prioritize integrity, and that the way that we do our work and the way that we review the materials that students provide to us and how we put those pieces together to think of them as complete individuals, as 17-year-olds, is a really important bedrock of the process. And if we need to be more clear about how important that is, that we prioritize honesty over achievement, then we'll be more vocal about it. And that's sort of what drove the statement that we put on our website.
And one of the things we had talked about was that you should be honest, that students should feel the need to be honest in what they're saying and not feeling pressure to embellish. And one of the things we had talked about is if you're a co-captain of the team, you should say you're a co-captain and not feel pressure to say, I am the captain. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, I think that's a great example. When students are co-captains or co-heads of something, there may be no particular thought about how they should list it. If they're in an environment where they're always referred to as the head or the captain, even if it's a shared responsibility, a student may choose to write it that way, and that's totally fine. But if a student is in a space where they are often referred to as a co-head, and then they wonder whether or not that's the way they want to write it on an application for us because they're wondering if we value a shared responsibility as much as a single responsibility, my answer to that would be a shared responsibility is complicated, especially in leadership. And so we would want students to write out for us how they see their role and to feel really confident that we are interested in exactly what they're doing and what those responsibilities mean to them, and to not be bashful or second-guessing how it might be perceived on our side.
So, Whitney, I was having a conversation recently with a member of the board of directors of a very prestigious school, and she was saying to me that the whole conversation around legacies, for instance, has changed, that schools are now being a lot more cautious about that. They're thinking about it differently. The various soft influence that may have been exerted over the years, especially by alum or, you know, people who have been especially dedicated to a university or college, that's changed. Have you seen that? How would you respond?
I do think that, you know, colleges have to be mindful of what has the attention in the public, right? How it is perceived by the public, how it's understood. And also it is a good reason to look at your own practices and how something that has the public attention actually works in your own environment. I think the topic of legacy admission is one that's good for colleges to think about and to understand what place it has in their own processes. And I also think it's important to recognize that schools manage that really differently. And so to not think of legacy admission as one complete aspect of what higher ed looks like and to realize that it can be really different from school to school.
But there's legacy, that's one thing. And then there was cheating. And that's what really the Varsity Blues scandal was all about.
Right. I mean, cheating is wrong. I don't think there's a lot of debate about that. Right.
Cheating's cool.
I guess my point is I wonder how much of the system is really ultimately going to change, or are we going to have this conversation for a year or so, and then does it kind of not go back to cheating, but I guess maybe one way of looking at it is,
does the pendulum, because there are some people, I mean, I guess part of what I'm getting at, Whitney, is this idea that there's a case out there like legacy is good, you know, this family has a commitment to a certain school, they're dedicated, they've given money, all those different things, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Do you worry that it swings too far in the other direction?
Well, I think what's really important to keep in mind is that the idea of legacy and what it represents in the public conversation is really limited, right? So the student that you just described could be a student that has all of those things that you just listed and is also a really great student for that school.
Right.
And I think that there's a general assumption in the way that legacy can be portrayed is that those students otherwise wouldn't be in the conversation.
Yeah,
and
great
yet
point.
I think in a lot of places, those students are exactly the kinds of students who are in the conversations, and they also have a relationship to the college.
Going back to cheating for a moment, in the story we had said that we listed a Kaplan test prep survey that said 25% of students said they knew somebody or they believed many of their peers cheated to win a place. You know, we're not talking about putting on the fake rowing uniform, but sort of the more garden variety cheating, you know, oh, I really volunteered at this nursing home for 40 hours a week and maybe it doesn't really add up. I guess, could you talk a little bit about, is the idea of the spot checks to give students a better sense that that's not what you should be doing? Be honest.
And Whitney, I forgive you, but just forgive us. Just about 20, 25 seconds here.
Yeah, I would just say that cheating is often, I think, a product of a student or someone assuming that a particular thing is the reason somebody might get in, and they need to leverage that, as opposed to recognizing that admission is based on all kinds of components coming together for a student. And so cheating undermines the whole process, but I would want students to feel comfortable in their honesty
and that
everything they put together matters.
All right, Whitney Sewell, she's Bowdoin College Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid, joining us along with Janet Lauren at Bloomberg News.